And we've got a gusher.
Yes, sir.
A river of living water on the inside of us because we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Kenneth Copeland and Creflo Dollar uncover from the Scriptures how hard economic times are an opportunity for God to demonstrate His favor and blessings toward His children.
Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, Tuesday's edition. Praise God. Now, you listen to me. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care how serious, how horrible, how hopeless it looks. It's changeable. It is temporary, and it is ready to be changed when you get ready to make the decisions that will change it. You cannot. Nobody, I don't care who you are, can continue to do the same things and say the same things and get a different result because of the seed plant harvest principle. Mm-hmm. What you reap today is what you sowed yesterday. Ha, ha, ha. But you can have a supernatural crop failure, brother, anytime you move on it. Amen. And Jesus is your man. Praise God. Creflo Dollar.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Let's just jump right back in the middle of this thing. When we closed yesterday, we were there in the Gospel of John, and Jesus is talking, and the 16th chapter, and you see, the more I thought about this, since you brought it up, the stronger and more powerful it's becoming my thinking. His will is in this verse. These things have I spoken unto you. Well, would he say something to somebody that was against his will? No. Well, if it's good, and it is, then he would say something that was good for somebody that he don't want me to have it? No. That'd make him a respecter of persons. It'd make him a hypocrite. Yeah. Not Jesus. Mm-hmm. Somebody else maybe, but not Jesus. So what did he say? These things have I spoken unto you that you might have peace. Yes. Peace is his will for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I don't care how big a mess you in. Mm-hmm. No, I don't care what they said about you. I don't care how many people are calling you. I don't care what they're about to repossess or whatever else. No, that is no factor here. Time out. That's no factor here at all. Peace is available to you. It's available to you right now because Jesus is, and he's right there with you right now.
You know, that word is big. Peace. You said it's the will of God for our lives. The Hebrew word for it is shalom.
Yes.
It's my prosperity. It's my deliverance. It's my soundness. It's my wholeness. It's my wholeness in every arena of life. The will of God is the peace of God for my life. The will of God for my life is to be successful. The will of God in my life is to be healed, to be delivered, to be sound. I have a covenant of peace. The Bible says the mountains can be removed, you know. He said you can go and do all kinds of things, but I'm not going to let go of this covenant of peace that I've cut with people who have entered into relationship with me. So regardless of what you're hearing, put your mind and get focused in on that peace covenant that you have with God. Yeah. Security, soundness, prosperity, wholeness, deliverance, success in every arena of life. That's your security in the midst of torment.
And you don't have to earn it.
Yes, sir.
He already did.
Yes, sir.
You already going, man. Let's hear the rest of this.
Well, you go ahead and you claim this peace. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Now, that's going to require faith, but be of good cheer. Why? Well, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and joy comes from what he has to say. Peace comes from what he has to say, but he says that joy comes. And joy comes from what you know. It's not just getting happy. Of course, it'll make you happy. But if you get the word of God in you, you get the peace of God in you, then you're strengthened by those words, and you'll be happy as a result of what you know. Now, let's go to Isaiah 60, and let's talk specifically about where we are in all of this thing that's going on. You know, how does the word of God position all of the things that we see? And even more, the reason why we ought to have peace in the midst of the whole thing. Remember, we are in the body of Christ. We're in Goshen. We are not in Egypt. We're not in the world. Egypt, the world, they are having a financial crisis. Goshen, we are increasing. We are multiplying. We are becoming greater because of what we have.
Remember in the 26th chapter of Genesis when there was famine in the land.
Yeah.
And so Isaac, Abraham's son, was going to do what his dad did when that famine hit before he went down to Egypt. He packed up, man. I mean, he's going to go to Egypt. The Lord appeared to him and stopped him and said, no, wait a minute. Don't go to Egypt. Stay right here where you are. I'll bless you in the land. You don't have to go nowhere. It's right there with you, man. And he was the answer. The man was the answer to the famine. You're the answer to the famine. Praise God.
He sowed in that land in a time of drought. And the Bible says he received a hundredfold harvest.
You know, Criflo, he got back all the wells that his father had dug. Now, that says to me, all that stuff the devil stole off of you is coming back.
Yes, sir.
Not only that, every time he'd dig a well, can you imagine how stupid it is to fill a well in the desert just because you don't like somebody? Uh-huh. That's how dumb the devil is and people that think like him. But they come argue with him. He didn't argue with them, fight on them. He just give them the well. We dug another one, got another well. They argued with him. He give them that one. What's he doing? He's bringing prosperity to the land.
Yes.
Well, he dug another one. They came and got that one. He just walked on, going on, dug another one. And finally, God said, go over across the valley. He went over there and hit an underground river, man. And they fussed with him over that. So he gave them the river. And finally, they came down there and said, you're just too rich. You're just too big. Would you please leave? So he left. I was reading the commentary on this out of the Chumash, the commentary on the Torah, a very, very ancient Jewish commentary in some of these comments. They said that their history shows that when Isaac left there, the fruit trees dried up and those wells went dry. Now, that just proves to you right there that it was whatever was in and on Isaac, which was the blessing of his father, when he left, it went with him. So they came down wanting to make covenant with him. They said, hey, could you come back? Could we enter covenant with you? And so he said, yeah, sure. And so they entered covenant with one another. And I was reading that and studying that, and the blessing of Abraham's on us. Uh-huh. And God's raised us up for this time. Uh-huh. And so as they came to this place where they saw, Abimelech said to him, and brought his number one military guy and his number one political guy with him. And he said, we know that God is in you. And the word of the Lord came to me while I was studying that. And he said, when people realize they're going to want to enter covenant with whatever you have. And he said, it was me all the time. He said, this is the greatest time to win souls in the history of this nation?
Well, people would think, oh, now, come on. You think it's going to change something just because I get in covenant with a man? Well, if I was them back then, I'd have been following him saying, could you dig here right here?
Yeah, would
here?
You come over here and dig? That's here? What they were doing, yeah, Griffo. Yeah. They followed when he'd dig, hit the water, they'd we want that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they got down there watching him, you know. He's going over there. We know what's going to happen. He's going to hit it over there. And so they went over there and got that. And then went over there and hit an underground river, what Leroy Thompson called a gusher.
A gusher.
And we've got a gusher.
Yes, sir.
A river of living water, yes, on sir. The inside of us, because we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus.
And God wants to reveal that blessing in this world. It will be revealed. That river is not going to, it's not going to be hidden. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This thing's not going to be hidden in the midst of crisis. Light has a greater profitability in the midst of darkness than it does right around light. I got a little light on in my foyer. And in the daytime, you can't tell it's on. But when it gets dark, then you can find the door. You see the significance of that light.
That's good, man.
Well, right now today. These guys, people are looking for answers. They're trying to find out, you know, how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that. The best thing you can do right now, politician, whoever you are, get connected with somebody that has the blessing on their lives. Get connected to a blessed local church. Get connected,
yes,
to a blessed pastor. Yes. Get connected to a blessed ministry.
Somebody that knows how to pray and hear God.
Well, ask Lot about it. Lot got connected with Abraham, and the blessing of Abraham came upon Lot because the blessing that was on Abraham, Lot was blessed, and they both got big. Now, in Isaiah 60, he talks about, I believe, what is about to happen where this blessing is concerned in the midst of darkness. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Now, he talks about the darkness as if it was a programmed event. The darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings
praise
to the brightness
God
of thy rising. Now, let's look at some of
the
these.
The Gentiles and the leaders.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about people who don't know God. We're talking about leadership. We're talking about people in government. We're talking about mayors and senators and governors. I am getting more invitations from these kind of people, more than I have in my ministry, to come, not to act like them, but to come and share with us about what you know about your God. I think they're having in my state a return to the basics at the Capitol. Come and let's talk about what we need to do to return to the basics.
Wow, praise
and that's
God.
That's a powerful beginning. Mm-hmm. That's the place where our governor got on the steps of the Capitol and prayed and asked for rain.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it rained. Now, you can make fun of him, say what you want to say. It rained.
Yeah.
you know? And so here he says, the first word he tells us to do, and I believe these are instructions, arise. Now, the Amplified says, get up from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. So arise. I like to put it like this. Change one's posture and position. Come up from there. Arise from that place you are. Wherever you are today, you may be in this place of frustration, this place of fear, this place of wonderment. Get up from that place. Arise. Change your posture. Change your position. Then he said, shine. When I saw this word recently, shine, I thought about the time where I would wax my Volkswagen when I was a teenager and wax my Volkswagen. And you remember you had to put the paste wax on it first, and then you had to go get an old T-shirt or something and wax that off. Well, after all that work, you want to just kind of sit back and look at it a little bit. My car, after it was waxed, was shining, and it was on display. And sometimes the neighbors would drive by and say, boy, you got, she looking good today. Yeah. I said, thank you, sir. You know, it was on display. And what I thought about here, he said, arise, shine, shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord. Arise, go on display. I'm getting ready to put you on display so that those who have not changed their posture and position can take note of the display and be encouraged to come up from where they are to where you are right now. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Now, I believe that right now, the thing that the world's hungry for right now, that government's hungry for right now, is enlightenment. I mean, they got websites that saying, hey, if you got an idea, log on and tell us about the idea. They're hungry for enlightenment. Arise, go on display, change your posture, change your position, for enlightenment is about to come. I believe when this age is over with, it'll be known as an age of enlightenment. People are going to get godly ideas. They're going to get witty inventions. They're going to get wisdom and revelation.
Yes, sir.
And even in the midst of the world having a financial crisis, there'll be great creativity coming out of the body of Christ. They that dwell in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. I believe the flourishing time is here. And if we'll begin to take note of what God is speaking and what God is saying to us, it'll move us out of that position of wonderment and wonder what's going on and bring us up to a place where we'll say, my goodness,
praise
the only
God.
Way I could have gotten here is because of the enlightenment that was given unto me.
Creflo, the real story has not been told on television and all that about these men, chief executive officers of big corporations, that their board of directors had voted in to existence huge salary and bonuses. That didn't just happen overnight. And these people on those boards are not fools, but they were desperate for something. And they saw back there year after year after year after year after year after year after year. This didn't start in 2008. And they've been seeing it for years. They're trying to hedge this thing off. They were the biggest companies in the world. They were like the guy that said, you know, I'm losing a little money on every deal I make. If I wasn't making so many deals, I'd be broke. Mm-hmm. Well, it was that kind of thing. And they're trying to stop it. They're trying to put the brakes on. And they're looking for men that know something big. How can you turn this thing around? And these guys had been successful. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to get the best. We're going to pay them more than they have been paid. And we're going to invest a lot of money in their system and in their ways of doing things because we believe it'll turn this company around and we're going to lose this thing. Mm-hmm. They've been fussing with it for 20 years mm-hmm. or more. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't work. All their plans didn't work. It wasn't the fact that they paid them so much money. It was the fact that these plans that these very smart men had would not stop it and turn it around. They couldn't pay somebody enough money to turn it around. Well, when it did cave in, it made those CEOs look like fools. It made the board of directors look like fools. And they're not. But they were doing foolish things because they didn't know the truth of God. And if they did, they didn't act on it.
And so darkness entered in.
Darkness entered
in. And enlightenment escaped them.
And there's not enough money in the world to change it.
Right.
Because you can't change it till you get some light in there.
Right, right. This scripture goes and he says this about just what you said. For the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen up upon you. Now, verse 2 says darkness. Behold now. Now he's talking about you, who will change your posture, change your position, you who will connect with this covenant of peace, you. He's talking about you changing your position, be enlightened. Why? Because there's going to come a time where this thing is going to really be significant in the world. For behold, darkness. Darkness shall cover the earth and dense, gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory is going to be seen upon you, and the Gentiles and kings, they're going to run to that light.
Praise God. Are those kings there, are those kings the CEOs of these companies? That's who that's referring to, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's referring to CEOs of companies. It's referring to heads of government. It's referring to cabinet members. It's referring to all of the people who used to have the enlightenment. Education. The education that people have right now. And the answer is still escaping them. They know it's right there somewhere on the nose, but they can't seem to get a hold of it. This programmed event. Brother Copeland, I believe you can cast out devils, but you can't cast out prophecy. Now, I believe when God has something that's getting ready to take place, he knows it didn't have to, but people kept persisting. They kept pushing. They kept going at it. And so now enlightenment and darkness are now in opposite positions right now. Darkness has covered the earth. They're trying to get answers. They're trying to get enlightenment. The people, the gross darkness is on the people to the point where at least they're going to have enough sense to recognize who's got the light. They're going to have, listen, I've tried this, I've tried that. I've not been able to come up with anything. They're sitting there watching the television. There's that Kenneth Copeland guy on TV. What? Wow. Yeah. And they're going to come to the light. They're going to come to the blessing. They're going to come to those who have enlightenment. Governments are coming. CEOs are coming. They're going to show up at your meetings. They're going to be sitting there. God's going to speak to them. They're going to recognize who the real source of all this thing is. God's got one of the greatest soul winning plans getting ready to burst out on this earth like we've never seen before.
Oh, yeah. Far beyond anything the earth has ever seen.
And these people who would have never considered consulting God are going to find out that enlightenment are on the blessed ones. We're the ones that are going to be blessed with enlightenment. I believe the blessing of God brings about great success, but I also believe that that blessing is absolutely responsible for enlightenment that will give great results in a time of darkness. And I believe that's where we are right now.
My goodness. You know, you can, in a time of darkness, you can keep looking at the problem. And you can see what's wrong. And then you try to fix it, and the fix was wrong. So that didn't work. It's like Mr. Edison was when he's doing his best. He knew artificial light could be produced. He didn't have any doubt about that. But he could see the problem, and he'd fix it, and it didn't work. He failed 900 times, but he just kept on. He kept saying, well, that's one more thing I ain't got to deal with. More times than not, those men that God called on to bring those inventions into the earth stumbled on the right thing.
Had a dream.
That somehow. Well, it's not just stumbling around in here anymore. God is revealing by his Spirit to his people. He has a people now that he's been developing for 50 years or better, actually 100 years, that are ready. And we're out of time. On careful on, I'll be back in just a moment.
Do you feel like you've been waging a losing battle in the midst of hard times? Unfortunately, many people say yes to this question, but you can shout no. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. The teaching series by Creflo Dollar titled Winning in Hard Financial Times will help you come to the realization that you can win the battle.
How do you become a winner in hard times? Turn the news media off. You don't need that information. You need this information.
Christians will be sought after for answers. Winning in Hard Financial Times will help you have the answers. Don't be bound by the world's financial situation. Be among those who hold the solutions to life's dilemmas today. To order your copy of Creflo Dollar's teaching series, Winning in Hard Financial Times, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching is now available for just $25. To order by phone, you may call us toll-free at 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy of Winning in Hard Financial Times and learn to prosper regardless of the economic climate.
Now listen to me. Brand new CD and DVD series by Creflo Dollar. Winning in Hard Financial Times. The great and most substantial fortunes in history did not come about when so-called good times. They come in hard times when people listen to God and do what He says in order to bless the people. Now, here's what you do. You get hold of the, you don't panic. No. You trust God and you get hold of information. You get the DVD series and you call the whole family in and you watch these night after night after night. This is your TV assignment. You get in here and you watch this, teach it to the children. You'd be surprised how quick they'll get it. Grandparents, get your children and your grandchildren in there. And then get the CDs and listen to the same CDs back and forth to work, back and forth wherever you're going. Praise God. And I don't care if they lay you off work. Don't quit work. Amen. Report for duty. Lord, I'm here today. What would you have me to do today? I don't have anything to do. You mean your town's out of nursing homes? There are no more jails in your town? You don't have a church where you just go down and start mowing the yard, whatever it takes to do? You work for Jesus. And when you put these financial truths into operation, I'm telling you, it won't take 24 hours for God to move in. My mother and dad put tithing in their wedding vows in 1927, and all the way through the Great Depression, my dad was never without a job 24 hours. Praise God. Woo! Got me all stirred up again. 2009, the glory will shine in the West Coast Believers Convention, June the 29th to July the 4th, Long Beach Convention Center there in Long Beach, California. Creflo going to be there. Praise God. And Jerry Savelle will be there. The whole wild bunch. We all going to be there. Jesse Duplantis, glory to me. Praise and worship. Praise God. Meeting, healing school, super kids, Spanish translation going on, and all kinds of miracles. We'll see you then. Until tomorrow, this is Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar, reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Failure is inevitable when you're not locating the changes. No changes, no growth.